We welcome you here to the ASN Coach Show here on this rainy yet beautiful Saturday morning. Got a great show planned for you folks here today. We'll be meeting with various coaches and players, but alongside Zion Palmieri, I'm Dawson Perrell. Starting off here, we got some senior offensive linemen Reese Schnepp and Peyton Pollock. First off, thanks for joining me, boys.
Thank you, Dawson. Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's get right into it. Of course, as I just mentioned, both of you guys are seniors, been playing football all three prior seasons here at the high school. But what about this year's team stands out compared to the others you guys have been a part of?
Yeah, I think the camaraderie that we have at practice, and we've all got certain other player, like an accountability partner, keeps us going, and I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, I agree with Reese there, but I also think just the leadership aspect of how far we're pushing each other and wanting each other to get better. And we push each other really hard, but, you know, it makes each other better at practice, makes us better for games.
Yeah, now imagine you guys are looking at the schedule for the upcoming year, breaking down each matchup. Is there any game or games that just catch your eye and make you think, I cannot wait for that one, and if so, why?
I'd probably have to say Lebanon. I mean, it's the start of the season, you know. It's the start of our senior season, and, I mean, they have a pretty solid team, so, I mean, it's going to be a great matchup to go against them.
I'm ready for the Greenfield game. I mean, after last year, just makes me ready to get back at them.
Now, imagine you guys are looking at your schedule for the upcoming year, breaking down each matchup. Is there any games? My fault. Read that question twice. Now, one big part of being an offensive lineman is that you have to have trust with your quarterback going both ways. Being in the same class as Isaac, how have you guys, since you guys have been around each other for quite some time, with that in mind, how has your trust and chemistry grown with each other throughout the years?
I think it just keeps getting better and better, and I know he's going to go out there and make a play if we need him.
Yeah, I have to agree with Reese there. I mean, I've been playing with Isaac almost my whole entire life, and, I mean, he's just a great athlete in general, like, just such a great guy. So, I mean, I have 100% trust in whatever he's going to do.
One big subject that's been brought up quite a bit with the coaches and players is that mini camps and the scrimmages that we've participated in over the summer, including the camp at Trine University in June. Could you break down what the camp looked like and how it helped the team?
Yeah, we had scrimmages every day we were there. We started out just having some practices that night. We scrimmaged Angola, which is just local high school. The next day, we scrimmaged East Noble and Fishers. Those were really helpful, I think, to get us ready for the season.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, both you guys being seniors, with that, there's definitely a leadership aspect on the team to the other. Be the younger players, the freshmen, the sophomores. So how do you boys try to be leaders, not only to the younger, or not just to the younger offensive linemen, but just for the whole team?
For me personally, I've grown up with tough love. So, I mean, I keep the guys tough love. You know, I keep them, I make sure that they're accountable for what they're doing. And I'm a little hard on them, but, I mean, it's good. It's good for them, so.
Yeah, I think we just got to keep leading by example and show them the right way to do things. If they're messing up, we got to teach them, correct it, and keep going.
Yeah, and what would you say are some of your guys' goals heading into the year, both as a team and personally?
I just want to win. Honestly, that's my biggest thing. Just keep going.
Yeah, I agree with Reese. We just got to win. We just got to keep pushing, become the best we can be, and win for this town.
Now, Peyton, last year you were mainly seen on the defensive side of the ball and on the defensive line. But over the offseason, you've transitioned into more of an offensive role on the team. Can you break down what that transition looked like and how you've dealt with it?
Well, essentially, at the end of last year, coaches came to me and asked me to play offensive line. And, you know, when your team needs you, you go and do whatever you need to do. But, I mean, like guys like Reese and the rest of the offensive line have really been helpful to try to make me the best that I can be. And I'm still going to be playing both sides of the ball, so it'll be great.
Yeah, and what has been your guys' favorite part of Pendleton Heights football so far after being a part of the team for 3 or 4 years?
I think just the brotherhood of it. Like, you form bonds with special people that I don't think I'm ever going to leave. Like, it's just nice.
Yeah, I agree with Reese 100%. I think the brotherhood is probably the best part of being on this team, you know. It's just knowing that guy's got my back no matter what I do and no matter what happens.
Yeah, and we were talking a bit about before the show, the scrimmage last night, of course, against Mooresville. So would you say that overall went good or went bad? And maybe give us some specific moments from that scrimmage last night.
Yeah, I think it went good. I feel like towards the beginning it was a little off because I feel like we were playing tense and we were too scared to make a mistake. But I feel like once we kind of relaxed and realized that we're just here to have fun, I feel like we've really started to do well.
Yeah, I definitely think. We just got to realize that the whole point of playing the game is to have fun. And when you start doing that, it goes better for us.
Yeah, and one thing I definitely noticed, especially just throughout school, is the really camaraderie you see with the other offensive linemen. What would you share with those guys, and overall, just for the past couple of years, maybe some of your favorite moments with some of these other guys in the trenches?
Oh, man. Well, I know, especially I think me and Gabe Martin, we have a big camaraderie with not only just football, but we threw track and field together, and so I think that just carried on to this, and we keep going.
Yeah, for me personally, Sam Mostyn was my role model. You know, I really looked up to him, and he was my guy last year. So, I mean, me being over to the offensive line and him coming over to the defensive line with me really just helped us build that bond stronger together. So,
yeah, and if you look towards the schedule, of course, Reese, you mentioned there Greenfield Central. You'd like to see a rematch against them. You lost to them in that sectional matchup. But one game I want to look at, of course, Mount Vernon, that rivalry matchup. That's always going to be a tough game. So maybe against some of those bigger monsters in the Hoosier Heritage, Mount Vernon, New Pal, against these tough teams, what is your mindset? Where do you want to be your mindset at when going into a really tough matchup?
I feel like we just need to play our game. You know, I feel like sometimes whenever we play these bigger teams, these better teams that have been in the past, I feel like we kind of get in our own heads and we're scared to make a mistake, like I said earlier. But I feel like if we just really play for ourselves and play to have fun, I feel like we'll do good.
Yeah, we just got to go into it with the mindset that we know we're going to win. Don't listen to anyone around us. It doesn't matter what they say. We're going in knowing we're going to win and we're going to kick your butt.
Yeah, and for an offensive line in practice, of course, you got several coaches that you meet with. You kind of have your own stations. But what does a regular practice look like from that offensive line point of view?
Yeah, so we start out with our everyday drills. We do, obviously, every day. And we do work some combos, and then we get some team time in.
Yeah.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Peyton Reese, boys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Dawson.
All right, but we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by Coach Richmond for the ASN Coaches Show on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizen State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Indiana needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
To the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. We're joined here now by the offensive coach, Coach Jesse, as well as the quarterbacks coach here for Pendleton Heights, Coach Frazier. First off, guys, thanks for joining me.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so starting off, really, you look back on this past offseason. Of course, we saw various different camps, scrimmages. You saw one against Fishers up in Trine, then Lucas Oil with several teams. So overall, just looking at this past offseason, what ways have you seen this offense improve the most?
I mean, we've gelled well together over the summer, and we've got a lot of practice against good quality teams. And then last night, we had one little final practice test. And the good thing about last night is you get to see the good things that we're doing, and also the things that we need to fix. And so that's what the focus will be this week, is to fix the things we need to fix and keep doing good with the things that we're doing good at.
Yeah, that competition that we play in the summer is really good. Like, that's those are no easy opponents, and that's going to really make us, I've seen it, improve our own abilities each week throughout the summer and this offseason. That's playing better teams and playing better competition makes you better, makes you prepared for games week one and on. And even last night, really good competition. Mooresville is a really good team, and that's I prefer to play a team that's really going to challenge us, and that's going to make us better, and I've seen that kind of come to fruition.
Now, I want to focus here on Isaac Wilson. Of course, as we know, he's a very much a dual-threat quarterback and can get it done in the air and on the ground. So how do you two try to work together to plug in that dual-threat ability into the rest of the offense?
I mean, Isaac's he's a special player. Mm-hmm. He's a leader. He's a weapon. And he's fun to watch, and he's fun to coach. And so Coach Frazier and I, we try to get the ball in the playmaker's hands, and that's what the offense is about. So only one guy can touch the ball at a time, and the other 10 have to work together to get as many yards as we can. But with Isaac, he's a weapon, and we got to get the ball to him.
Yeah, weapon is my favorite term for Isaac Wilson because that is exactly what it is. It's kill mode, and that's usually his mentality to go attack. And, you know, we as coaches have to find his strengths, and we feel like we've done that. And then it's in our hands to be able to get him the ball and put him in the best position to be able to do what he can do, which not very many people can do. He's a one-of-one type of quarterback, and, you know, it's our job to kind of get him the ball and give him some space to do what he can do.
Now, with your current offense at hand, how often before games do you have to make big changes to best prepare yourself for your opponent?
We're going to go out there and do what we do, and that's what we got to focus on this week. And I think last night we kind of saw some things that we need to fix, and really just get back to the details and do what we do. So, I mean, for game plan, it's seeing where we can take advantage of the defense and just doing the fundamentals and our basics, and the rules stay the same no matter what. You always have your rules, and that's what our guys need to just get a little better at is going back to those rules and don't stray from those.
Yeah, when you break it down, it gets to be pretty simple. When you go back to your mechanics and back to what you've been taught, we've been working on all summer, there's really not much to change except just fine-tuning and improving what you already know how to do well. So it's us finding the things that we do the best and finding the things that we do well, and then getting max efficiency out of those things instead of throwing, you know, the kitchen sink. Like, right, you got to find what you're good at and then execute it super, super well and super, super quickly and fast. And that is sometimes more effective than, planning a million different things for a million different scenarios.
Welcome to program day. Considering the number of seniors on the current roster, how do you develop young players and less experienced players just to fill the role of those important positions?
I mean, it's just today. We have this awesome program day. And this is we develop kids in our entire program. Flag, kindergartners all the way up through being a senior. We want these kids to stay in this program their entire career here and have a lot of fun doing it. And as coaches, that's our job. We got to develop kids and look at their skills and get them better every day and every year.
Yeah, I think, and too, putting some of those younger guys up against some of our older guys in practice, they see each other every day. They go against each other every day. They run different drills with one another. They can learn from our upperclassmen and our older guys who lead very well. So having them all together in a group and around one another can rubs off on our younger guys more than they probably realize. And then our older guys definitely do a great job of teaching as well. So when you do a drill and, you know, you've got a younger guy with you, there's always an opportunity to encourage, but not only encourage, but to, you know, teach that underclassman that may not know, hey, this is how we do things. And as you do that, they turn into that role as they get older, and it's an awesome little cycle there.
Yeah, and you look at just a regular practice for you guys. Of course, you guys will meet up every once in a while, but also you go on your separate ways. Coach Frazier, I'm sure you spend a lot of time with the quarterbacks by themselves. So really, in everyday practice, what does that look like both as a team as a whole and maybe in the separate positional groups?
Yeah, so we do usually start with meetings. And we talk, we watch film, we do, you know, the things that are more on the mental side, you know, and we always start practice with warming up, you know, get our arms warm, get our legs warm, those kinds of things. And we'll do specific quarterback drills for what I want them to have on Friday in that particular week. Whether it be footwork or arm mechanics or a specific route, we'll work on that because that's what they're going to need on Friday. And then most of the time we're together. We have a lot of time where we can fine-tune the things as a unit, because that's, you know, that's how it's going to be on a Friday, because it's not, you know, as Coach Jesse said, it might be one guy with the ball, but the other 10 have to help out. So we got to work as a unit here, and Coach Jesse does the same thing with his O-line. And you know, definitely in a different way than what I do with the quarterbacks, but it's the same concept.
Yeah, and you really just look here at the leadership on this team. Of course, as you mentioned, Isaac Wilson, a very good leader, but maybe who else on this offense have you seen, maybe a senior that has just kind of cemented themselves as a true leader on this team, and maybe in what ways?
I mean, with the guys up front, we've got two seniors right now with Reese Schnepp and Peyton Pollock trying to lead those guys the best they can up there, and they're doing a good job. Reese is he's a kid that leads by example, and Peyton's probably more kid that leads but with his words, and but their actions speak loud, and people are watching all the time.
Yeah, from my smaller skill guy point of view, right? I see Reese Reddington as a senior who's got a lot of impact and a lot of influence, and people listen and look to him. He's a type of guy who comes off the field last night and is already asking us what we can, if we can do specific drills next week in practice to work on something that he just realized in the game. So his mentality and his work ethic is very, very, very good, and it shows on the field. It also shows off the field. But he's a guy that can pretty much do it all. He knows it all. He does it very well and very efficiently. So people definitely look to him. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, you guys have been coaches here for a little while. Fred, you're a bit newer, but really just look at this team this year. What is something that stands out compared to the teams you've coached in the past?
I've been here. This is my 17th year, and the things that I see this team, the good qualities that they have, is their togetherness, and that's the things that I think are going to help them succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I second that. This is my second year, so I have a lot less of a bank to pull from. But yes, I agree. The closeness between these guys and the relationships that they've built, those matter. It's not just about how well we can actually play football. It's got to be about the community that you are a part of and the relationship that you build with your brothers that you're playing on the field. You're fighting for one another. So that's a big thing. But they enable that well, or they embody that well, I should say, and they do a pretty good job of it. So
they don't want to let each other down.
They don't, yeah.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it. We will take a short break. Once again, Coach Jesse, Coach Frazier, thanks for joining me.
Appreciate you.
All right, but when we come back, Simon and I will look at the team real quick on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Ingle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com.
Hey, Janie. You know what one of my favorite things about high school sports is? Seeing young fans in the stands cheering on their community.
I love watching elementary age kids wearing their team's colors, holding up homemade signs, faces painted, just full of hopes and dreams. I'm Janie Ulmer.
And I'm Brian Lewis. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We're also both former student athletes who were once those young fans in the stands, dreaming about wearing a jersey for our high school one day.
When you support high school sports, you protect the next generation's dream of representing their high school with pride.
And you ensure the invaluable learning experience of education-based athletics is available for years to come.
So buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events, because it doesn't just support today's student athletes.
It supports tomorrow's too.
This is investing in your community. This is protecting their dream. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on Student Run 91.7 WEEM. But as we wait for Coach Richmond to join us here, Zion and I will quickly take a quick look on the past year for Arabian football. We'll just call out some stats on this past season, as well as maybe look back a bit further. So starting off, of course, Pendleton High, as we were talking about with several of the coaches, they have a tough schedule, right? They're in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. They see New Pal. They see Mount Vernon each year. And with that, they're going to be ready for some high-caliber teams. So you look back on this past summer. Again, we've been talking about this all morning, but Pendleton High sees some very tough scrimmages. You saw one against Fishers up in Trine and Angola, and then you saw one, actually a couple, I guess, in Lucas Oil. I think there were about five teams there. Ron Cauley was one of those teams. Of course, Ron Cauley, consistently one of the best teams in the state. So I think what these coaches are trying to do is set the Arabians up with these tough scrimmages, these tough matchups. So when they get to the regular season and they see teams like New Pal and Mount Vernon, even Lebanon and maybe Greenfield Central, these very solid programs that are going to be tough to beat, they've already faced competition not only level and part of them, but also above them. We were talking about with the coaches there, with Coach Frazier and Coach Jesse, on Isaac Wilson, of course, is his dual threat ability. Last year, averaged 60 yards on the ground a game, as well as several in the air. Had 60 rushing touchdowns. This kid can get it done every single game. I watched last year, he did not cease to impress me. His ability to slide through tackles, get through the defense, is extraordinary. And on top of that, his supporting cast is very solid as well. The offensive line showed vast improvement, especially just from the start to the end of last year when it comes to protecting Isaac and giving him the time he needs. And the wide receiver room, sure, you're going to be losing a couple players, including senior Jalen Jordan, who, of course, graduated last year. He was that key receiver last year. But on top of that, you got Reese Reddington. He was just mentioned. Caden Sims, Nate Duralf, a junior. And overall, I mean, this offense is looking very solid. And I'm very excited to see what they can do that first week against Lebanon next Friday.
Being in this process of interviewing coaches and players, you see big names like Isaac Wilson, and he seems to be getting it done. Stats don't tell the whole story, and football's a team sport, but he's getting it done, especially with Nate Duralf, Reese Reddington. We noted those names.
Yeah, and you look at that defensive side of the ball. Of course, again, you lost quite a bit of seniors last year. I think you lost maybe a bit more firepower on the defense compared to the offense. You lost a big player in Jalen Seiko on the safety side, Siddiqui Traor on that defensive line. He was a monster last year, but I think you have so much potential this year. The senior class is huge. I think it's probably, I don't know the exact number, but it's probably the biggest it's been in quite a while, especially on that defensive side of the ball. A couple names to mention: Eli Arthur, who we plan to sit down with later today. You got Bo Surface and some other dudes. Nolan Souders, he was all conference last year, led the team in picks. I think he was third in the Hoosier Heritage when it comes to interceptions. I think he had six or seven on the year last year. So Pendleton Heights is full of firepower. Obviously, they get it done. The coach Richmond does a great job with them year in, year out. But really, for Pendleton Heights this year, you look on the schedule down the line, again, you're going to be facing tough teams. So I think a lot of this team is going to be seeing how they can recover after they're going to take a loss. Because we would all love a perfect season, right, Zion? But I think in the end, losses are going to happen every once in a while. And this team last year, they did a very good job of recovering from that and keeping that same mindset heading in to each and every game, whether it was the winless Shelbyville last year or the undefeated New Pal last year. They came in with the same mindset, and it showed. I mean, sure, they didn't do so hot against teams like New Pal, Mount Vernon, but if you watch the game, it's a different story. They really put out their 100% effort, and you can tell they want to win that game, and there's a clear difference if you watch a team that you know is just there to get it over with and they know they're going to lose compared to a team who have hope and think they can win with that mindset. I think Pendleton Heights is a great team when it comes to that.
I mean, Reese said it best when we just had him on. They come to this game, they want to win. They come and it's predetermined, and everyone seems very, very hungry, very dedicated, and they're just excited to get revenge on those teams they lost this season and just do well as a football team.
All right, but with that being said, we will take yet another quick break. We'll come back. We'll be joined here by another coach here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizen State Bank. Citizen State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
High school sports teach so much more than just the fundamentals of the game. They also teach the fundamentals of life, like the power of belief. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In the second classroom of high school sports, student-athletes understand hard work pays off, and they learn to be proud of their effort, no matter the outcome.
Successful student-athletes support their teammates and learn to always do the right thing.
And most importantly, they learn to always believe in themselves.
When high school sports keep education in front of athletics, these fundamental beliefs outweigh the idea of winning at all costs.
That's why high school sports are a transformative and invaluable part of every student-athlete's education.
Buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events and show student-athletes that you'll always believe in them, too.
This is the power of belief. This is the power of high school sports. This is your IHSAA.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Indiana. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show from the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. We're joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Richmond. Thanks for coming over.
Exciting day. Appreciate all WEEM does for all athletics, but especially on a day like today. It is the rain's not going to keep us down, that's for sure. It's an exciting day for Pendleton football.
Yeah, so starting us off and looking back from the past offseason for Pendleton Heights football, of course, you guys started practicing rather early on in the summer. Since then, what is something that has stood out to you with this year's team specifically?
Well, I would say the togetherness. I mean, this senior class is a very very strong and tight class, and they have really just extended that to the team. We have 44 freshmen, some of which didn't play last year, some didn't go to the school, and yet they're all in there under one locker room and really just really turning into a great group of kids that are working together for a common goal. So you trickle that down to the middle school and then to the PGFL where we have record numbers, and it's a great time to play football here.
Yeah, and on top of all those practices, scrimmages and camps were also a big part of the team's summer, including scrimmages over there at Shrine and Angola and the scrimmages at Lucas Oil. So how have those really boosted your team?
Well, you know, it's interesting because last night I felt like, we regressed a little bit for whatever reason. And it's different when you get out here under the lights. And so that was the message this morning. You guys are in there already chomping at the bit, watching film and trying. You know, it's something where we've been building, right? And we kind of plateaued a little last night, did some things uncharacteristic. But great kids working hard and really looking forward to a great season. And these are all correctable and really positives for right now, because it kind of wakes us up for next week against Lebanon.
You know, starting quarterback Isaac Wilson has seen some vast improvements through the last season, and now that he's entering his senior year, his last year of high school football, what have you as a coach seen and with the other coaches been trying to work on and reach his full potential?
I think a lot of the things right now for Isaac and the rest of the guys is between the ears. You know, they physically are ready. This is maybe the fastest team we've had, and Isaac's one of the most dynamic athletes we've had here in a while. And, you know, he started as a receiver as a sophomore, and then he started quarterback last year, and he's our starting quarterback now. But we're trying to use him in the best ways to help the team, and he did a good job last night. But, you know, it takes 11 guys, and I know he was frustrated. But getting him to learn how to be his best he can be as a leader, and how he can be, you know, how we communicate. You know, it's one thing. He did, and I thought he did a good job last night, but I know he's very frustrated. So he wears his heart on his sleeve, and I tend to do that as well, so I can relate. And so we talk a lot body language. We talk a lot about our demeanor, how we respond to adversity. I mean, today's a great example of how we respond to adversity. I mean, there were people this morning like, man, are we even going to get this in? And now there's hundreds of people out here celebrating Pendleton football. And we may have a pause in the action. We never know. But I'll tell you, it's with Isaac, it's a lot of between the ears. And that's not to say he's lacking anything there. It's the training. So I'm excited for the growth that he'll make this year.
You know, talking about adversity, last year you guys suffered a tough loss in the first round of sectionals to the Greenville Central Cougars. So how does that loss affect you guys when starting up the season now?
Well, it's a motivator, and we do have big goals, and those goals don't matter if our actions don't match. So that's kind of what I reminded the guys this morning. Some of our frustrations coming off of that loss, they reared their heads last night, you know. Guys reverting to poor fundamentals or not having eye discipline or gap integrity, things that we talk about on the daily. We got to make sure that that we're as disciplined as can be. And, you know, one of the things I asked the kids this morning is what did you want to accomplish last night? And it's really, as we talk daily, it should have been go out and do your best. Have fun. Some of the guys I felt, for whatever reason, had a bunch of pressure on their shoulders, and that's not how we're going to play. We're going to play loose, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to let our training and the process that we've gone through present itself out on this field.
Yeah, and you know more than most how much a scheme and a team can change in just one year. But with that being said, who among the younger sophomores, maybe juniors, have you seen step up and expect to take a big leap on the varsity roster this year?
Sure. Well, the first name that popped in my mind is Jacob McKinley. He's a very versatile lineman. Luke Graham, another. He started at right tackle last night on offense. And these guys have been tremendous in the weight room as well. And they are big, athletic guys. And, you know, they've got a lot to learn and a lot of work to put in. But those are two guys right off the top of my head. You know, I thought Nate Walls, junior Nate Walls, did some good things last night. You know, Rylan Kiesling, Grant Ellis, those are sophomores that stepped in and did some good things. So Garrett Peterson's another one. I mean, he's undersized, playing some nose guard and linebacker and then fullback. And so off the top of my head, those are guys that just popped in there. And, of course, Colton Frank's come in as junior quarterback and done some really nice things as well. And so I think as you look at those guys, that definitely gives us some depth in some spots. You know, and we lost one last night, Preston Wolf. He got banged up a little bit. We're not 100%. He's going to have some surgery, I think. But you always hate that in a scrimmage like last night. But Preston Wolf was really doing some nice things as well. So sorry to see that last night.
Yeah, and the strong leadership on this team has been brought up a number of times by several different coaches as something that stands out on this team. So how have you seen that aspect of this team grow throughout the offseason, both on the field and off?
Well, we'll see is kind of how I think about that question. I mean, we have guys doing things that at least how they're doing them, they haven't been done like this for a little while. And that's not to slight the previous groups. It's just different with this crew. You know, the things we talk about that are in our way are our adversity and how we handle it, pressure, both social and internal. And then, really, noise, you know, who we listening to and how are we filtering that, you know, other people's opinions, you know, how is that impacting how we play? These seniors have kind of attacked that and embodied that and have really tried to express and positively peer coach their teammates. And I've seen a really, really big turn for the positive with this crew. And we just got to keep teaching them and we got to keep consistent on doing that. So, you know, I'm excited to see where they're taking this program.
Yeah, I'm looking more in-depth just at your practices over the summer you all have had. What specifically have you been working on getting closer to the season start?
Well, fundamentals, it's funny. You know, you think, just when you think, man, we're really making some progress, then you see guys last night not read keys, not respond to what the key does correctly. And that's a discipline thing, but that's also a pressure thing. You know, are you going to do what you're supposed to do when it counts most? And so we obviously need more reps, and we need to keep working. And, you know, if we'd have done it perfect last night, I'd have been a little worried because, you know, you never want to peak too soon. But at the same time, we sure got to get better at the basic fundamentals, and that's every position. You know, that's quarterback reads. You know, we're bragging on Isaac earlier. He does some special things. He gets away with some things. But against the best teams, Mooresville's a really good team, top 10 team. You can't just freelance. And, you know, that we learned that the hard way at every position last night a little bit, that we got to be just that much tighter and that much more fundamental. So it comes down to the basics, blocking and tackling, and making sure we're reading like we need to.
All right, but with that being said, we are going to take a short break. When we return, Coach Richmond will stay right with us to look ahead to the upcoming season. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hey, Janie, you know what one of my favorite things about high school sports is? Seeing young fans in the stands cheering on their community.
I love watching elementary age kids wearing their team's colors, holding up homemade signs, faces painted, just full of hopes and dreams. I'm Janie Ulmer.
And I'm Brian Lewis. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We're also both former student athletes who were once those young fans in the stands, dreaming about wearing a jersey for our high school one day.
When you support high school sports, you protect the next generation's dream of representing their high school with pride.
And you ensure the invaluable learning experience of education-based athletics is available for years to come.
So buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events, because it doesn't just support today's student athletes.
It supports tomorrow's too.
This is investing in your community. This is protecting their dream. This is your IHSAA.
The ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, we hope you're all having a great Saturday morning. We are joined here once again by the head coach for Arabian football, Coach Richmond. But diving right in here with the overall expectations for the season, what would you say are some of your goals and the team's goals heading into the start of the year?
Well, I'm a little distracted. My 8-year-old is playing on the south end of the field right now, and I just saw him miss a tackle. So we definitely got to work on some tackling at home, I think. You know, for us, consistency just keeps ringing true. To parallel that with my own family, apparently, we've got to be consistent, and that is something where that's on the daily. That is showing up to work every day. You know, we try to teach life lessons through this football program and really the strength program as a whole. And, you know, I'm awful humbled to have that platform to do that. And then, you know, that's why last night was discouraging to some of these guys because, man, they know they left some plays out here, you know. And sometimes I don't know if they know how much we want to see them succeed, you know. And we're very proud of our kids here and proud of how they go about things. And we know how hard we push them, and we know their commitment levels. And we just want them to reap the rewards, you know. And life isn't always fair, but, boy, we've got to be more consistent in our daily work and in our work on this field, play to play. I think if we do that, we're going to find a lot of good things.
Yeah, you mentioned there a bit about the weight program here in school. Of course, you got several classes you're most down there and most of your day. So what about that side of things really stands out for Arabian football, and how does that boost your team?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all in the class, so that's number one. I mean, we have the class, first time it's ever been waitlisted, so 6 periods completely full. You know, we have 2 coaches in there. We have a really good plan and programming this entire school year. It's a semester class, but we treat it in that way, and it's great. it's great to have so much buy-in, and that really started when I got here from Superintendent Buck and Principal Mark Hall, who now are Coach Buck again, and Dr. Hall, Superintendent. So the commitment hasn't changed, but their positions and leadership are still very, very influential and powerful for our program, and Chad Smith is an integral part of that as well. So none of this would have happened without those guys, and now we have a beautiful new facility and, awesome environment for kids to learn in. So it's very humbling, and it's something that I don't take for granted, and I'm really proud of.
You talked about a lot of people, you know, being ready and ready to improve. Being in the Hoosier Heritage, you see a lot of top-tier teams. What games do those players really, like, look at on their schedule and, like, are super excited to play that game?
Well, you know, it's – I don't – every kid probably has their own. That player, you know, sometimes that's relationship-based. Sometimes that's just maybe family-based. Maybe they have some cousins and whatnot. And or maybe it's some of the nostalgia around, like, homecoming or senior night. But we really, really try to impress upon these guys not to pick any one day that's bigger than the rest. Otherwise, you'll slight that one, and then there's too much on the other. So not to sound wrong there, but the Lebanon Tigers nipped us last year, and we better be dialed in on them right now.
Is there any – oh, excuse me. What kind of leadership do you expect the seniors and some of the older players to have towards the younger guys? I know this roster is heavily senior-based.
Yeah, I mean, I think our biggest thing is trying to teach these kids to be positive. And that's hard sometimes to be constructive and help your teammate in a way that is positively constructive. That's hard for me sometimes. There's no good way to say sometimes that isn't good enough, you know, and it cuts like a knife if you have a relationship. The more you care about somebody, the more vulnerable you are, and then the more the words hurt sometimes. But you can't take them personal, and you got to be willing to be honest. And I think that's an environment that we've really tried to create within our program. And there's a trust. I mean, that's part of what our philosophy is here, to be honest and to be consistent and to treat people with that ultimate kindness and respect. So, that's what we're trying to impress upon these guys. And not to be lost in there. The personalities of these kids are really most important, because the way they say it is really important, because they don't need to be robots of me. They need to be the best they can be.
Yeah, and we would all love a perfect season, but that, of course, doesn't happen all the time. So how do you try to get your guys motivated, and what mindset do you try to push onto them after a loss or two?
Well, that's where we come back to the day-to-day, right? So, we've started 4-0 here and then gone down and fought New Pal like crazy in the 8 years I've been here, you know, and come up short. And then we've lost the first game and then made it to the sectional championship, you know. And that's something that, like, it's all about the next day, whether you win or whether you lose, and having that perspective of what's happening right now. And I think that is relative to life. You know, I mean, you got to have a plan, and you got to work the plan. But, then you get punched in the face and things change, you know. And that's obviously, in every form, you know, you're going to face some adversity. So how you handle that's critical.
Yeah, now, of course, as you know, here this morning's program day, their players ranging all the way from first grade all the way to high schools competing out there. But how does a day like this really just reflect the togetherness of Pendleton football?
Well, I hope it's obvious from the 500-plus players and coaches out here of how important football is to this community. And I know it was important before I got here, and I'm the torch carrier, and, Dave Cloud's sitting next to me right now, and he's a huge part of that for his whole life. And wrestling's important here too, but he's a huge part of our heritage in football as well. And Troy McKinley, who runs our youth league, is a huge part. He's coached every level. And he obviously has a high schooler now, but he has no one in the youth league, yet he's willing to lead and give back and consistently show these kids of Pendleton how important it is and how awesome it can be. And they deserve a lot of credit for this. And so do people like Brian Arthur and Corey Hunkler and others who are making this day possible. And, our whole PGFL board is a huge part of this. But middle school staff is here, high school staff is here, and not because I make them, but because it's special and it's important to them. So I hope the community sees that, and I hope they appreciate what it means to be a part of it. So that's, I think, the thing that I'm maybe proudest of on today is we all come together and kind of celebrate this kickoff, and we know we're all in one program. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, and of course, as you just mentioned, PJFL got the staff out here, and you also have a role in that, being that vice president. So yeah, obviously very heavily involved with the youth program here at Arabian Football. But what is your goal when it comes to your effort you put in the PJFL?
Well, I mean, I teach and coach because I had great mentors, and I love kids. I mean, you know, my wife and I are blessed to have two of our own. You know, I didn't know if they'd play football or not. They don't have to play football, but they want to play football, and they have an opportunity to do that in a very safe and positive environment. So for me, man, just getting kids involved in activity and teaching them some hard work and teaching them the things that we talked about with the high school at every level, it's not going to be perfect. Nothing ever is, especially with how many players we have. But it's pretty awesome to be a part of, and my goal is always to continue to make it better. And, you know, when you create a culture and you have something like this, I've had multiple leaders tell me, and I'm sure Coach Cloud would respond to this in his own way too, but similarly, like, you got to fight like crazy to protect it. You got to fight like crazy to be consistent and you know, to continue to evolve and make it the best it can be. And we have a bunch of people that do that here with me, and it's pretty awesome. So I'm very, very proud of all the folks we have involved.
All right, but with that in mind, that'll do it with our time here with Coach Richmond. Thanks for joining us. Good luck next week.
Thank you. Go Arabians.
And up next, we'll be joined here by Coach Cloud on the table here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on this wonderful Saturday morning. We are joined here now by tonight's middle school football coach and PJFL staff member, Coach Cloud. Thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Good to be here.
All right, so getting us started, of course, you've been a middle school coach here at Pendleton for quite some time, and with that, you've coached many of the high school players on the team today. So how does it feel to see your past players grow into not only great players, but also great young men?
It's amazing when you come over and you see a kid that, you know, was 4 foot nothing and about 90 pounds, and now he's a full-grown adult man. It's pretty cool. I was at the high school for about 35 years, and this is, or 33 years. This is, I think, my seventh or eighth year over the middle school, so I've seen it from both ends. It's actually where I started, so I've come full circle. My first coaching for Coach Broughton was at the middle school while I was still at Ball State, so it is a great experience. It's neat to see those kids when you talk to them and hear a deep voice come out of there, you know, instead of a pit squeaky voice.
Yeah, and what advice do you give some of these high school players as they continue through high school and some to continue playing in college?
Just to enjoy it, remember why you're doing it, and, be, you know, like Coach Richmond talked about our culture, and, you know, it's a statement that J.J. Watt made about excellence. You know, he said, you don't own excellence, you rent it, and the rent's due every day. And that's true for culture. These guys are carrying on a culture that started in 1969, all right, with Dave Torrance and Roy and all the guys that started here when they started the program. They're carrying on that. They're part of that long line of guys that have done something. And Coach Richmond didn't because he won't talk his own toot his own horn very much, but he talks about, you know, character development a lot, because nobody really cares. And, you know, you say the name O.J. Simpson, hardly anybody remembers one of the greatest, most amazing running backs to ever watch. They think about, you know, the things he did when his character failed. They're going to be citizens a lot longer than they're going to be athletes, even if they do go on to the next level. And it's the same in everything he does, his conditioning program. Yeah, we want him to be bigger and stronger for football so they can be healthy and be on the field. But we also want him to lead a healthy life. And, again, they're going to be living with the body they have for a lot longer than they're going to be playing football with it. And so it's about just the whole picture, you know, building the person. We want them, like Jed said, to be the best person they can be.
You talked about, you know, building character, building a person. What about this Pendleton football program do you see that other programs don't have? How is it compared to others?
It's always hard with kids, you know, and I was talking to, I think, Darren about this, our eighth grade coach the other day. It's like kids just don't realize how much they have here at Pendleton. We don't have luxury stuff, you know, we don't have a gigantic locker room or any of those things, but I've been to other programs. I coached in other programs where they had showers that were frightening to look at, where they, you know, I coached wrestling, as Coach Richmond said, last year we were wrestling a school out of Fort Wayne, and I kept thinking, why is it taking so long to get the next match going with them? And I looked over and they were sharing headgear. You know, it's like, you're coming on the mat getting ready to wrestle and some kid's handing you a sweaty, nasty headgear that doesn't necessarily even fit right. And I just thought, man, I pointed that out to our kids. We then took up a collection of a lot of our older headgear and kids that they had in their closet and stuff, and we boxed them up and sent them to them. And then when I saw them at the next match, he said, I can't believe you did that. It's like, well, it was a good lesson for our kids about gratitude. So we want them to understand how much they have, the sacrifices their parents make, getting them here, getting them back and forth, sitting in the stands, doing all the things they do for them, the cost involved. We just want the kids to be grateful because we want them to be grateful people for the things they have in life.
Now, of course, this class is full of seniors, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you remember coaching them not too long ago. Who was some of the strong leaders and big mentors that you've coached on this class of 2024?
Well, just the kids you've seen grow, Trout and Arthur, just all of them. I mean, it's just amazing to see how mature they've become, and you hear them talk about football and the stuff they've learned and everything. But one of my guys, and he's been one of my guys from the start, was Zach Jacobs. I coached his dad in wrestling. And he really struggled as a seventh grader. He couldn't get around the field. I mean, every day we run around the field was just an epic struggle for him. But he made it. He never quit. I mean, we were worried about his safety at first. We had to really break it down and go slow with him. But now he's an integral part of the team. And I told him the other day how proud I am of him. He's going to come back and speak to my team one day coming up here on a Friday where they don't have anything right after school. He's going to come over and talk to the team about perseverance and sticking it out, because he did. I'm just so proud of him, because he probably didn't see where it was going to go. All he saw was the misery of it every day. When you're as tall and big as he is and heavy as he is as a seventh grader, you don't look at it and say, I can see great things coming and I'm going to be part of something awesome. You see how miserable it is when it's 90 and you're out there, and he stuck it out, and I couldn't be more proud as if he was my own kid.
Now, I want to focus a bit more on your coaching style and things you try to teach these young athletes in middle school to set them up for the futures. Could you touch a bit about that and more of your middle school coaching style?
Yeah, I've been told that I make up for my lack of technique with volume. So, you know, during the game, I'm pretty animated. I've had people tell me, man, you really get after it. It excites me still. I still love being in a football game. I still love Friday nights. I still love the adventure. When we walked over yesterday, or Thursday, for our game, and you hear that click clack of cleats, and it's just like, it's game time. So the main thing we're coaching, though, over there is just good technique. Learn the basic skills. Learn to be a good teammate. Treat your teammates with respect. We told the kids, first day of school, walk up to your teacher, shake hands, introduce yourself, sit up front if you can. Being a good person. You know, there's nothing sadder than having a great athlete that you can't feel good about. That it's like, wow, he did something really good, but he's not likable. He doesn't treat other people well. So we want them to be good people. If they're good people, and if the worst thing you say about him is you're not a great football player, I'm okay with that, you know. But if it's like, hey, he's a great player, but, man, it's hard to like him. We don't want him to be that kind of person. We want him to be a person who's going to be a contributor to society.
Yeah, now, of course, you also have a role in the PJFL, one of those staff members. And today, being program day, what are you coaches and what are you PJFL staff members?
Yeah, I'm not coaching the PJFL. I was on the board for a little while when they first were getting going. But my role now is just more, I'm down there on Saturdays and watch, and I talk to the sixth grade kids that are going to be our seventh graders. I try to get to those teams. But I don't have an active role in the PJFL now. But Troy McKinley played for me as a freshman. And so to see him running that program and giving back, and like Jed said, has no kids in it. So he has no stake in the game down there other than he's an Arabian and he cares about the Arabians. And it just, he brought it home to me years ago when his oldest was a seventh grader in our program, and he brought back a piece of paper that was a play that we designed for him in middle school because he was so good as a running back at waiting and being patient. And we called it crash kick, and it was just the Washington Redskins counter tray where you bring the big guys across. And Troy was just unbelievable, even as a middle school kid, at waiting until the right time and then breaking it off. And he brought that back and showed it to me framed, and he kept it all those years. And it's like, you don't understand sometimes. I try to tell young coaches, I work with the National Wrestling Coach Association, and I go to leadership academies. I've been to Dallas and Green Bay and all over the country doing those. And the first thing I tell coaches is, don't underestimate how much you mean in these kids' lives, even in middle school, even just something to practice you say to them. You know, I think about all the coaches I had, like Coach Broughton, he mentioned was my coach. I've been around Coach Broughton, you know, before he passed, three-quarters of my life was around John Broughton, and I owe everything I have to him. He's the one who helped me get a job here. He coached me when I was a kid and got me a chance to play the game, and that's what I want our kids to understand is how, and our coaches to understand is how important it is what you're doing with these kids. Every word matters.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our talk here with Coach Cloud. Thanks so much for swinging by.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here, guys.
All right, so we will take a quick break. When we return, we'll be joined here by seniors Bo Surface and Eli Arthur. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
I love that high school sports are about so much more than winning.
I couldn't agree more. While the immediate goal might be to win a game or championship, the real purpose of high school sports is to develop good people, not just good athletes. I'm Robert Falcons, a proud South Bend LaSalle Lion.
And I'm Carrie Rosati, a proud Roncalli Royal. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
In education-based athletics, we care just as much about how student athletes are performing in the classroom as we do about how they're performing on the playing field.
That's because high school sports are a tool to build the character of student athletes, not just their athletic skills.
Developing the whole person rather than just the athlete. That's what high school sports in Indiana are all about.
Support the real purpose of education-based athletics by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is training good athletes. This is developing better people. This is your IHSAA.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner. Located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Hit it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. We are now joined here by seniors Eli Arthur and Bo Surface. Thanks for joining me, guys.
How you doing?
Great to be here.
All right, so obviously jumping right in here, you guys both play defense in very similar positions. So how do you guys play off of each other's energy in those games?
It's kind of just we feed off each other, man. It's we were just talking about in film. I mean, if he doesn't do his job, I fail. If I don't do my job, he fails. We defenses are symbiotic. Everything has to mesh, and I feel like me and Bo have, I mean, we're best friends, and it really, honestly, it does help with the mesh.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm in a new position this year, and me and Eli last year played the same positions. And, I think, you know, just through a couple of years, we've been able to find what our strengths are together, what our weaknesses are. And so, yeah, like you said, it's symbiotic. And I think we're starting to click now. And last night, we know what we need to improve on. And, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, when I talk to other coaches and players about energy, you two are the first names that come up almost every time. So when it comes to bringing the energy and kind of just getting this team going, what do you try to do when it comes to that?
I mean, there's really nothing. It's more personality than it is trying to do something. You can only have so much energy. You can only encourage guys so much. It's really up to them. I mean, I can be, you know, doing cartwheels and doing all this stuff, but I mean, I think it's really our team. Our team is highly energetic. It's been great. It's been fun. It's going to be a really fun team this year. But it doesn't. It's not me that gives them energy. It's just them finding it within themselves.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think a lot of the energy comes from how we perform. And sometimes that's not good because, you know, it can be low when you aren't performing the best. So I think me and Eli try to keep that up a lot of the time. And, yeah, we try our best to. And good compliment, I feel like, getting that. So thank you.
Now, with you two both being seniors, is there any games that you guys kind of have circled this year and are really excited for?
Mount Vernon. Always Mount Vernon. Beat Marauders.
Oh, yeah.
Always breaking down on Beat Marauders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mount Vernon, I want a shot on them. We haven't beat them since the seniors, when I was a freshman, were freshmen the last time we beat them. So I want a shot on them. I can't wait for that game. But honestly, it's every game's equal. Every win is worth the same. So I'm taking every game like it's my last. And every game circled, man. I can't wait.
So with this team that you currently have that's kind of stacked with seniors, how does it differ from the other teams of the past that you've had?
So me transferring in here, I transferred in my sophomore year, and I could tell off the bat how close these guys were. I mean, this has been a legendary class. I feel like I came in here and heard about their undefeated seasons in middle school. So I just feel like there's almost a different connection with these guys. They've grown up with each other, and I've been able to, you know, they've included me in everything they've done ever since I've been here, and I, you know, I've become part of the family, and I love it. I'm not to diss on, you know, any past classes, but yeah, I really feel like this is a special connection that this class has.
Yeah, and of course, we've been mentioning you guys are seniors now, and of course, with that comes this leadership aspect to some of the younger guys, the sophomores, the juniors, especially on that defensive end. How do you guys try to be those leader, especially and fill those roles?
I mean, just treat them like they're humans, you know, like keep be friends with them, be friendly, but kind of you have to push them along. I mean, it's really just what they want to accomplish and what I want to accomplish, and we got to come together and find them. It's a mutual benefit, and like I'll take them out to dinner, I'll, you know, drive them home, and it's just trying to find a connection so that when we are out in the field together that we don't have to be disjointed at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it all starts with relationships, and you know, that's how guys are going to listen to you. And I feel like I learned some of that stuff from previous seniors. You know, Jared Hess has been a great role model for me, and Quinn DeVault. And, yeah, I think it all starts with relationships and how close you are to the guys, because if you're ripping into them, they got to know that you love them. And, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to look a bit more in that scrimmage last night against Mooreville. We've been talking about with some of the other coaches and players, and coaches have been saying there was definitely some ups and downs throughout that scrimmage. So from the defensive end, maybe from your guys' performance, where did you see the bright spots? What do you think you guys could work on heading into that first game against Lebanon?
One positive I can take away, they didn't have a single carry over 3 yards. So our run defense was impeccable last night. I was extremely excited about that. And another thing is they didn't have a single drive, a real drive on us, as in, like, you know, time of possession-wise. They were big playing us, which is all fixable. We just got to keep the quarterback in the pocket. That's my job. I failed last night. I let him out two times. It was on me. It's really everything we did last night that was a mistake was fixable, and everything that was not that was a positive was a lot of positives last night, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd say it all really small things that we need to work on. I don't think first first series was a little rough, I will admit, and, you know, I lacked in some areas. Like Eli said, I should have been there with the quarterback, and he got out of the pocket. And but I feel like we really saw what we could be in the second series. And, yeah, I think we let up a score there, but it was a lot more controlled, a lot more refined, and still aggressive, but refined. And I feel like that's really what describes our defense, because we got some athletes out there. I mean, we got some dudes. We got Nick Trout, who set a tackle record. You know, we got Eli out here, who throws up crazy numbers in the weight room. We got a stag D-line. I mean, DBs through. We got a depth at DB. And, yeah, I just think we got a lot of potential there. So I'm really not worried about our defense. There's some areas we could definitely improve in, but I'm not worried about them.
Yeah, and both of you guys, of course, being multi-sport athletes. Bo, you're playing baseball in the spring, and then Eli, you got rugby there. So overall, just these multi-sports, how does that maybe affect and improve your football game?
I mean, obviously, rugby and football complement each other. It's mostly the same group of guys, a couple guys from other schools, since it's a club sport. But, I mean, it's the same mentality that you have to go in. Just a kind of a blue-collar, lunch pail, come-to-work-every-day mentality that you just got to fight and you got to dig. And I mean, both cultures are impeccable. Like, I wouldn't trade either team for the world. Both of them are amazing.
Yeah, so I can't really say the same about baseball. Not that the teams are amazing, just that they're completely different sports. And I love baseball. I always have. I've grown up with it. And but there's something you can't copy with the relationships you make in football, because I mean, those are your teammates, but you're also going to war with them out there. I mean, you're getting beat up. If they don't do their job, you know, you're getting hurt. If you don't do your job, someone's getting hurt. Like, you actually have to rely on each other. I mean, even for your physical well-being. So that's I love baseball, but I'm a big relationship guy, and the bonds I have with the football team, I don't think you can get from any other sport.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Bo, Eli, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank
all
you,
right.
guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by Troy McKinley, the FL president here at Fort Pendleton Football. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Indiana needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Ingle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com.
High school sports teach so much more than just the fundamentals of the game. They also teach the fundamentals of life, like the power of belief. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In the second classroom of high school sports, student-athletes understand hard work pays off, and they learn to be proud of their effort, no matter the outcome.
Successful student-athletes support their teammates and learn to always do the right thing.
And most importantly,
they learn to always believe in themselves.
When high school sports keep education in front of athletics, these fundamental beliefs outweigh the idea of winning at all costs.
That's why high school sports are a transformative and invaluable part of every student-athlete's education.
Buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events and show student-athletes that you'll always believe in them, too.
This is the power of belief. This is the power of high school sports. This is your IHSAA.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Turn it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show here at 91.7 WEEM. We are joined here now by the Pendleton Junior Football League President, Troy McKinley. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me and appreciate your support out here on program day.
Yeah, so starting us off, could you just break down to us and the audience what PJFL is all about and how it's structured?
Absolutely. So this is my fourth year heading up PJFL, and I met with Coach Richmond from day one and just discussed kind of our philosophy and what our goals are going to be for the program itself. And it truly aligns with the high school and the middle school. So we've had a lot of meetings and discussions around how we develop these kids to prepare them for the next level. And so our ultimate goal is when we get done with PJFL and a kid transitions to middle school, they're prepared for that next step in the program itself. So a lot of terminology we're using is used at the middle school and high school levels. Not only terminology, but obviously play sets, et cetera. So the kids are starting to hear from the flag division all the way up, you know, what they're going to hear in middle school and high school, which is just going to develop the program even more.
Yeah, and of course, here today on program day, you see one of these once a year. What do you really hope to get out of this, and what does this say about the community?
This community is just phenomenal. I mean, I grew up here. I've been born and raised here. I played here. I've coached here at all levels. I don't have any kids currently in PJFL. My youngest player is actually a sophomore this year on the high school team. But to see the community come together, and it doesn't surprise me. Again, I'm born and raised here. You see it every day. But it's amazing. And you look, and I got to say this, you know, John Broughton's looking over us right now because the clouds are parting, and we're going to have a beautiful morning and afternoon, it looks like here. So, but that's what it's all about, is bringing everybody together, showcasing what we do at all levels, and then just highlighting that today. And then we've got great vendors out here. They're supporting us every day. You guys being out here is huge. It's just neat to see.
A youth football program is very important in a sport at any level, but what do you think is so special about the one we have for Pendleton football?
This right here, I mean, this pretty much shows you exactly what we're all about. Nobody can replicate this. You know, I meet with other youth directors and talk to them occasionally, and they're always asking me, how do you do this? I mean, how do you pull this off? And it starts at the top with Coach Richmond, obviously, and then we're all in alignment. I mean, we all have the same philosophy again, and I think that's what it's about. And when you pull something like this off, it's now clockwork like to us at this point. We know what we're doing. We know what we're trying to accomplish, and it just shows on the field and again by the support in the stands.
Yeah, and you look more in your role as the president for this PJFL. What do you really do, and what do you do when it comes to organizing and directing these Pendleton Junior football events?
I think it starts with getting people to understand what we're trying to accomplish ultimately. You know, we rely on parents and dads to coach teams out here, and I always say this, and I know they probably get tired of hearing me say it, but take your coaching hat off and put your program hat on. What do we want to do to build a program ultimately? I could tell you right now, again, I played 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th grade. 100 years ago, I couldn't tell you how many 3rd and 4th grade football games I won. That's irrelevant at this point. Let's develop kids, and let's look to bring every kid back each year so we can pass that on to the middle school and high school, and we can reap the benefits when it counts when we get into high school at that point. That's ultimately what I try to drive home with the people that are involved in PJFL. And we got a great group of people. We got a great board. The support from the top down is amazing. Things are just, again, they're starting to click, and I think people are starting to understand what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah, and what do you enjoy the most about being the PJFL president?
I just like being involved and working with kids, ultimately. You know, this year I've taken a little bit of a step back. My free time has kind of dwindled outside of work. I'm still trying to be a father of three and a husband. So I've taken a little bit of a step back. But I love seeing kids out here participating. I'm a huge proponent of sports, definitely football, but just sports in general, ultimately. And I think it really, truly develops kids into great adults. And so when I see this out here, it just makes me smile and just makes me proud of what we've done and how far we've come. And, you know, we're going to keep plugging away, and we're just building bigger and better every year is the goal.
Yeah, and one thing you've touched on already is more of just how Pendleton football is all together. Of course, they have a motto that's really all around Pendleton football: we are one. So how does this day and this program overall just reflect that?
It truly is. We are one. You've got high school kids out here supporting PJFL. We utilize high school players to officiate our games, our flag games. So they see those kids on Friday night play, and then lo and behold, they're officiating their game on Saturday morning, which those, you know, flag kids at that age are very impressionable, and they see that, and they're just wild by the fact that kid is involved enough to come down and coach. We ran a great 3-day camp put on by Coach Richmond, his staff, and his players for the middle school and the PJFL. You know, you can't say enough about that and what that exposure gives to these kids, and again, it ties it all together, which is what it's all about. So, and then this day leading into the season, just unbelievable.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Troy McKinley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and again, thanks for being out here. Go Arabians.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by the defensive coach, Coach Huth, for the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Hit it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Indiana. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. We are joined here now by both the defensive coach and the defensive back coach for Pendleton Heights, Coach Huth and Coach Trout. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, so starting off here, over the offseason, of course, you guys saw various camps and scrimmages. So really, when you break down all those, how does that really help the defense putting them in a game-like environment?
Well, exactly what you just said. It puts them in a game-like environment. It helps us evaluate, see what kind of talent we have, where kids best fit. And so now we're here. Now the season starts. So we use all that. We use all the film and study it, and here we go.
Yeah, and what scheme and play style can we expect out of the defense over the span of the season?
Well, we're going to play fast. We're going to play aggressive. We're going to get takeaways, and you're going to see a lot of green jerseys around the football, no matter where it is.
Yeah, and of course, one player I want to touch on here, senior Nolan Souders. He was a star at the defensive back position last year, had 5 picks, an all-conference appearance. Souders, a lot to live up to heading into his senior year. So with that in mind, what do you hope to see out of Sam Souders, both of you, and other defensive backs this season?
Well, we've got a bunch of experience coming back in the defensive backfield, and with that, you know, you have some high expectations. Last night, you know, after the first play, we gave up a big play there. when high schoolers were high schoolers and weren't communicating. So it's one of those things that you have high expectations of these kids, but then you have to realize they're still kids and still need coach. So that being said, they bounced back and did what you expect really good football players to do, and they made some really good plays later on in the scrimmage. So we were pretty excited about the potential that they have. And you talked about Nolan Souders. I mean, he ran track this year, and he came back faster than we had ever expected him to be. I mean, he's fun to watch. He's going to be a real player to watch, and he's going to be a problem for other offenses. So that's going to be fun.
With not much longer left till the regular season, what does a regular practice look like for the defense?
Well, we're going to practice more specifically for Lebanon. So we're going to get their film and watch that this weekend and break it down. And so starting Monday, we will prepare for Lebanon. It's you know, whatever they do offensive wise, defensive wise, and we're going to get our kids ready.
Yeah, now last week, Coach Huth, I had a quick interview with you, and you mentioned that leadership has been a standout aspect on this year's team so far. So both of you, who specifically on that defensive end have you seen step up and take the role as leader, and maybe why?
Well, from an energy standpoint, there's no question. Everyone saw it last night, and everyone sees it almost every day, is Eli Arthur. He's talking, he's amped, he's there. You know, sometimes we got to give it some direction. But as far as like energy and getting his team pumped up and things like that, I mean, he's definitely the catalyst for the defense.
Yeah, for sure. I would agree with that. And then, you know, as a defensive coach, you know, I look at quarterback, and so I see Isaac Wilson being a leader on the offensive side. And so we're going to be counting on him all year, really, not just for the offense, but even team-wise being a leader. So we're excited about that.
Being a part of the Hoosier heritage means you have to face your fair share of top-tier teams and offenses. How do you prepare your defense when facing off against an electric offense that's just clicks?
Well, I mean, we got to watch film. We got to break it down. What do they do well? What do we do well? And then we set up a game plan, and then we execute that game plan during practice all week long so that we can prepare for the test on Friday. Friday is always the test day. So it's always preparing Monday through Thursday for that Friday night. So that's how we get ready, breaking that stuff down.
Yeah, and I want to touch a bit more on that scrimmage last night you were just talking about there. Coach Richmond definitely mentioned that there was definitely some ups and downs, but more on that defensive side of the ball, who did you really stand out? Of course, Coach Trout, you just mentioned Eli Arthur, but maybe some other younger guys getting in for those reps on those scrimmages that you think really performed very well last night.
I think Rylan Kiesling stepped up and did some good stuff, you know, in his first varsity action. Had a couple tackles, had a fumble recovery. I mean, he was kind of all over the place, but he was in the right place, and that was fun to watch. So as far as young guy, I felt like he stood out quite a bit at outside linebacker.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also like we have Garrett Peterson, who is played linebacker last year. He's getting some repetitions at nose man, and that is a thankless job because you are going to get double teamed almost every play, but he brings it all the time. And our guys in practice even have a hard time blocking him when he gets going. If they don't get their double team right, he'll break it every time. And so he's Garrett is a fun player to watch, and he'll play a linebacker for us too. So
I think one other guy to talk about is Grant Ellis. He came in and played some. He came in with the second group and played some safety. He had probably one of our best open field tackle on the far sideline last night in practice. He's probably leads. He might lead our team in interceptions in practice. I mean, he's always around the ball, and he plays the ball as well as anybody else does. So he's going to be an exciting player to watch coming up here
for sure.
You know, the last year you lost some firepower at defense with some seniors leaving. What are some goals you're setting for this new defense you have for this year?
Well, I think Coach Huth said it. Like, we're going to play fast. And last night we made some mistakes, but we watched film today. I mean, we were flying around. I mean, there was good pursuit, some aggressiveness. We probably could have hit a little bit more, but our expectation is to fly around. And we're definitely a faster defense than what we had last year. May not be as big, but we will fly around, and I think that's going to be an exciting thing for fans to watch.
Yeah, I would agree with that, what you said. Plus, if you kind of reflect, we were in their backfield a lot. You know, we didn't make all the plays all the time, but we were there. And so I agree. It's going to be fun to watch. I think the fans should be excited. These kids are going to play with heart, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, what would you say from your defensive standpoint? Of course, both you guys have been coaching here for quite a while. What would you say is something on this team that stands out, and maybe what was your favorite part of coaching this team so far over the offseason?
Oh, wow. I think there is some togetherness. It's great to have this bigger group of seniors. You don't get that every year. And they seem like they're close, they're friends, and they're not afraid also to get on each other, and they'll challenge each other in practice, and you know, there's some kidding going on too, but it's the closeness, and you got to have that. You know, one of the things we say a lot is, you know, we're a family, you know, quite dysfunctional, but we're a family. But I think they embrace that, and which is really neat to see.
I'll echo that. As being a father of one of the seniors, having seen these guys come up from, you know, these little flag players we're watching today, and to their senior year, I mean, they are friends. I mean, they hang out together. They'll sit in the parking lot after practice for a half an hour or 45 minutes. I mean, it's fun to watch. It's a group of guys that really do care about each other. That being said, you know, I've never seen a couple brothers that don't get into it with each other. So they will get after it. But at the end of the day, they've got each other's back, and that's probably been the most fun part of this summer. So
yeah, and you look at today specifically, of course, program day, 100, 200 fans in the stands. You got kids from all angles here getting on the field, getting some scrimmages, some practice reps. So really, what would you say as a whole, this really reflects Arabian football?
Well, in my opinion, if this is heaven, I'm in it. I mean, this is awesome stuff, and it's great to see. You know, I probably won't be around to coach a lot of these little guys here, but I mean, it's just awesome to see, and I know Coach Broughton would be very proud of this program right now.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Coach Trout, Coach Hu, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck on the next season.
Thank you very much. Go Arabians.
All right, so we will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by Mr. Smith, the athletic director here for Pendleton Heights on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Hey, Janie, you know what one of my favorite things about high school sports is? Seeing young fans in the stands cheering on their community.
I love watching elementary age kids wearing their team's colors, holding up homemade signs, faces painted, just full of hopes and dreams. I'm Janie Ulmer.
And I'm Brian Lewis. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We're also both former student athletes who were once those young fans in the stands, dreaming about wearing a jersey for our high school one day.
When you support high school sports, you protect the next generation's dream of representing their high school with pride.
And you ensure the invaluable learning experience of education-based athletics is available for years to come.
So buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events, because it doesn't just support today's student athletes.
It supports tomorrow's too.
This is investing in your community. This is protecting their dream. This is your IHSAA.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner. Located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner,
High school sports teach so much more than just the fundamentals of the game. They also teach the fundamentals of life, like the power of belief. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We're joined here now by Mr. Smith, the athletic director here at Pendleton Heights High School. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys.
All right, so starting off, diving right in here and looking at this event here this morning, Community Day for Arabian football. You got players ranging from first grade all the way to seniors in high school. But what do you think Pendleton Heights football gets out of a day like this?
Well, it's a great day for the community, and I tell you, it's one of my favorite. It is my favorite day that happens on this field every year because selfish reasons, I get to be dad. I have no duties here today except be dad, and so I don't get that very often. Really enjoy today's like today, but it's just a great community event. You look around, all the support that we have in the community, and it's the culture that football. And I know everybody you've had on here this morning has talked about that, and it's just really special to see something from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade running around here today. That's pretty awesome.
And zooming out now, looking at fall sports as a whole, as you know, for example, guys, tennis, girls, golf, several other sports already underway with meets and games. But what are you hoping to see out of fall sports this year?
Well, we asked our athletes to do three things for us this year that really focus on, and is the three key words were pride, passion, and compete. And just looking at this right here, that takes care of the first two, pride and passion. There's a lot of pride and passion out here. And then, you know, I'm not worried that our athletes are ever going to not compete. And by compete, we mean, you know, whether winning or losing, you're just giving it 100%. And we don't ever have to worry about that. We've got great coaches that motivate our players and athletes to do that. But those are the things that we think that can help us. That's the recipe, what we're calling the recipe to success. And it's really simple. And we're hoping that will lead to some great things this year.
Now, although basketball season is a ways away, just last week, Pendleton Heights welcomed back Joe Buck to the basketball head coaching position for the first time since 2006. What did that process look like, and why did you eventually decide to hire Coach Buck?
Well, we decided to hire him because he was the best person for the job. He's a guy that is the highest of integrity, the highest of character. I was a coach of mine, and so I knew what we were getting in him, and I knew what the program needed, and he's going to be the solution of what that program needs. Now, I love the positivity and I love the excitement around town, but just because Coach Buck is back, there's work to be done, and our guys have to understand that, and they've got to go to work and have the pride, the passion, and compete in the season, and hopefully that leads to success. But he's gonna instill in them what we want our athletes to get when they walk out of here. They're going to be better young men. They're going to go on to be fathers and husbands, and they're going to be better for having him as their coach. So that the process was, we tried to make it as quickly as possible, but be thorough. We did interview multiple candidates, and in the end, it was just a no-brainer. Like, it was a guy who knew what we were getting, and plus I wanted to be one that could say how many people ADs have said they were able to hire their coach from high school. But don't let that age fool you. He was coaching like he was 40 in that gym over the summer, so it was really fun to see.
One big thing here at Pendleton Heights regarding athletics is the in-school training opportunities provided to the student athletes. You can take a weight class, for example, which several other schools don't provide. What edge does this give Pendleton and the athletes here?
Well, I think it gives us a great edge. When I took over as AD, we did not have that in place, and I felt that was one of the things that was keeping us from being on par with in the class that we play in. So it's critical, and there's a lot of pieces that go into that. Not only do we have we've got a football coach that takes on that responsibility and cares about every other athlete and every other sport just as much as he does his own football players. That's hard to find. And then there's Chris Chambers, our athletic trainer. I think he kind of gets lost in the mix a lot and doesn't get a lot of credit. He's here working a position for our corporation during the school day, and then he's able to treat our athletes and help them in the rehab and do all that, and not many schools have that either, so we're real fortunate to have how that's set up.
Yeah, and what would you say the community, or what would you say to the community, excuse me, about the state of Arabian athletics and the direction we're heading?
Well, yeah, I think it's like everything else. We've got, every other athletic department, there's deficiencies, and we look at those every year, and then we put things in place to try to get better. But overall, I mean, we've got great kids, we've got great athletes, we've got great coaches. We're strong. You wouldn't expect me to say anything else. there may be opinions of different out there, but we're in a good place. We have to. We have a lot of things working against us as far as the class that we worked in. But what I love about that is, and that starts with my mission, was we're not going to make excuses for that we're 1,400 playing against 3,000. We're not going to make excuses for that. We got to figure out how to do it, and that's girls soccer, perfect example. If we're going to do that, we add Avon Carmel to our schedule. We're just going to go play them, and we'll go have the pride, the passion, and compete, and then hopefully that pays off in the tournament.
Yeah, we already talked a bit about the other fall sports happening around this season, but is there any fall sport specifically that you're really looking forward to seeing that's really going in a direction, going uphill?
Well, I always love a program that has a new coach coming in, because it's fun to watch how they put their stamp on things and how the athletes react. So our tennis program with Coach Bryant Beard coming in as a younger guy with a lot of energy and a lot of pride and has a lot of tennis connections through community sports and wellness where he works a full-time job. So I think that's really going to benefit our guy. And then girls soccer, I'm really excited to see what Coach McClure does with them there. The positive culture that he's building, I watched him practice here the other night, and it's just fun to see. And he brought back a former player, Taylor Ford, who I think's probably one of the greatest soccer players that we've had in the school. So her to be around our young women teaching them is going to be fun to watch as well.
Most of the players and coaches we've had on here today have talked about the togetherness of this community associated with sports. Can you talk about that, especially with it being program day and all these players and parents coming out?
Well, if you had a live stream or something, that would be simple. I'd say, well, just look around, because this is what it's all about. This defines it. This community, you cannot say enough about it. When people are need of support, they are always there to support it. That is what makes this place unique. There's a lot of things that makes this place unique, but the community support that comes out, and in situations like this, really, when I talk to other coaches, they think this is like the greatest thing ever. And so I am encouraging other programs within our athletic department to try to put stuff together like this, because I think it is nothing but a positive opportunity for K through 12.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Mr. Smith, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck in this next fall season.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. Awesome. Thanks to the community. Thanks to everybody that came out and supported our young guys today. And go Arabians.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our show here this morning. Alongside Zion Palomari, I'm Dawson Perro. We hope you all enjoyed. This Friday will be the next thing on the Arabian Sports Network schedule, as we'll be having, of course, that first football game against Lebanon here at home. And then the following Saturday morning, we'll have yet another coach's show. So stay tuned for that. That'll be up next. But once again, we hope you all enjoyed. Pardon for the wind real quick. Of course, that's been a big problem on the radio. But again, we hope you all enjoyed. Have a nice day. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.